Unit 15, page 238. Read.
My parents shouldn't have discouraged me. I ought to have applied to college. I should have been rich and famous by now. I could have become a doctor.
Useless regrets. For all sad words of tongue or pen, the saddest are these. It might have been. John Greenleaf Whittier.
Regrets. Everyone has them. Psychiatrist Nathan S. Klein, M.D., says it's normal to feel deep regret about things in the past that you think you should have done and did not do, or the opposite, about things you did and feel you should not have done. However, if we think about our past mistakes, we can often learn from them. For example, a student who fails a test learns that he or she should have studied more and can improve on the next test. Thinking too much about past mistakes and missed opportunities, on the other hand, can create such bad feelings that people can become paralyzed. As a result, they find that they can't move on with their lives. In their book, Woulda, Coulda, Shoulda, Overcoming Regrets, Mistakes, and Missed Opportunities, Arthur Freeman and Rose DeWolf have analyzed how people respond to regrets. They argue that people should not say, "I should have done better." Instead, they tell people to ask themselves, "What could I have done differently? Did I really have the skills, money, and experience at the time to get the results I hoped for?" When people examine their feelings of regret about the past, they often find that they are based on a misunderstanding of the situation. For example, perhaps the student who thinks she ought to have spent more time studying really couldn't have done so because she was too exhausted from job and family responsibilities. According to recent ideas in psychology, our feelings are mainly the result of the way we perceive reality, not reality itself. Once people realize how unrealistic their feelings of regret often are, they are more ready to let go of them. Psychiatrist David Burns, M.D., suggests specific strategies for dealing with useless feelings of regret and getting on with the present. One amusing technique is to spend 10 minutes a day writing all the things you think you should or shouldn't have done that day. Then say them all aloud, better yet, record them, and listen to yourself. When you recognize how foolish most feelings of regret sound, the next step is to let go of them and to start dealing with the problems you face right now. After all, you can't change the past.